Zecharia Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ve'ata lo chayomim harishonim ani. I am not the same, l'she'eris ha'am hazet, to the remnant of the people, as I was in the early days, Noam Hashem Tzavakos. After they've begun to build the Beis HaMikdash, I am not going to continue to stir up each man against his neighbor the way I did before, like I said I had. You want to blame each other, you want to blame the AI, you want to blame everybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it all comes from me. I had a purpose. I had a reason. Why did Adolf Hitler come to power? I had a purpose. Why are the terrible things happening to the Jewish people around the world? I have a purpose, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to you, it seems like it doesn't make sense. And to you, it feels like you're just stirring up trouble. There's always a reason. There's always a plan. If you have emuna, you have to believe that, whether you enjoy it or not. That's why the Amoraim said, Halavai the Mashiach should come, but I don't want to live to see it. I don't want to live through those days of Ikva the Mashiach. Ikva of the Mashiach is going to be hard. The Chazal knew what they were talking about. So I'm going to be different to you. Why? Yabez kizera hashalom hagefen titen pirya. Because the sowing, the reaping, the planting, I'm sorry, not the reaping. The planting is for peace. The gefen, the vine, will give forth its fruit. Be'aretz titen esivulah, and the earth will give forth its produce. Vashamayim yitnu talam, and the heavens will give forth their tal, their dew, which is always a bracha. Tal is always a bracha. Even at a time of terrible drought, there was still tal during the days of Eliyahu HaNavi. V'nchaltia she'eris ha'amazeh eskol eila. And I will cause the remnant of this people to inherit all of these things. All of this bracha. Everything's going to be given forth. The grain, the fruit, the planting in peace. Shortage of food causes jealousy between people. Zuck Matsuda's David. That causes strife. But instead, there's going to be plenty and everybody is going to enjoy it. So Radak says it might be the second Beis HaMikdash. The prophecies will be fulfilled if we do what Hashem wants from us. During much of the Second Temple period, we did not do that very well. But it may be, of course, the Yemos HaMashiach. And the next Pasuk suggests that, because it's talking about Beis Yehuda and Beis Yisrael. And Beis Yisrael, by the way, is sadly diminished after the 10 tribes were exiled, so that's a pretty big deal to hear that Beis Yisrael still exists at all. Yudgimel v'haya kasher heyisem kilala b'agoyim. And it will come to pass that just as you were a curse among the nations. Wow. Most of us, I'm Kenai Nahara, 58 years old, not ashamed of my age, took a lot to get here. But during any of my days, I don't remember us being a curse in the mouth of the nations the way we are today. Everything in Eicha, they're going to hiss, they're going to grind their teeth, they're going to spit when they see you. It's all happening now, everywhere. I don't like to watch the news. I don't like to read the news. I don't like to even go on Facebook because all you see is anti-Semitic incident number 713 this month. Always. Kasher heyisem kalala bagoyim, Beis Yehuda uveis Yisrael. And it doesn't matter if it's because you're Yehudi or a Yisraeli. Doesn't matter, dare I say, if you're a Yehudi, a Jew, or a Yisraeli, a Zionist, because they use the terms interchangeably. Is that not Yehuda and Yisrael now in the mouth of the Goyim who don't know any better? Of course. Kein Oshia Eschem. So, I am going to save you. Not we're going to save ourselves. Not we're going to convince them in the UN. Not we're going to try to talk to them until they understand. Not we're going to protest against Mamdani. Not we're going to have Jews against anti-Semitism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us. And you shall be a blessing. Not that you're going to be blessed, but you will be a blessing. Can you imagine a Palestinian mother saying to her child, you should be more like a Jew? Why aren't you more Jewish? Altira'u. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Techezakno yedechem. May your hands be strengthened. But the hand being strengthened, that strength comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't come from doing, squeezes on a gripper of some kind to try to get your hand muscles going. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the Iron Dome. Yudalet ki cho omar Hashem Tzavakos. This is what Hashem has said. Ko omar, not omer, omar. Hashem already said this. Kasher zamanti lahara lochem. as I plan to do evil to you, to do terrible things to you. When? Behaktzif avoseichem osi, when your forefathers provoked me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Hashem Tzvakos, v'lo nichamti, and I did not repent. V'inochem Hashem. We lane it every tinus. We hope for it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivayachol repents of the misfortune that he was going to bring to us. Well, at that time, I didn't relent. The Chorban came. Right? There it was. But tesvav kein shati zamanti bayomim hoela. So I have turned about. I have planned in these days, lehetives Yerushalayim ves beis Yehuda al tirou, to do good to Yerushalayim and the house of Yehuda. Do not fear. These days, not future days, not Sunday to come. Right now, I am planning for the greatness that is going to happen to Yerushalayim, to the Jewish people. Deheyeh bracha. What a tremendous thing to be able to brag about. And to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planned. What do we need to do? Ah, we have to do our part also. The Chafetz Chaim loves these psukim. He mentions them. Tezayin ela hadavarim asher ta'asu. These are the things that you must do. Here's the formula. Real easy. Dabru emes ishol reyehu. Speak the truth. Each man with his fellow man. With his neighbor. With sincerity. Radak says, don't have in mind one thing and say something else. Don't be two-faced. And Ibn Ezra actually connects it and says, when you speak truth, beseser, you should speak MS even in privacy, b'shaftu begaloi, and do righteousness in public. So dabru MS ishal reyehu, in Koheles, he talks about, watch out what you say and what you whisper about the rich and about the memshala, because it could rebound on your head. Here, speak truth, each man about his neighbor. Emes u'mishpat, shalom, shiftu b'sha'areichem. Truth and judgment of peace will you judge in your cities, in private and public. No strife, even if the verdict comes against you. If it's a just verdict, says Radak, there will be peace even between the plaintiff and the defendant. So, the Radak says that this is referring to the fact that if you do the right thing, u'mishpat shalom al hapshara, right? This is going to be a mishpat where people are going to get along. Can't we all just get along? Rodney King? Well, but this is real mishpat. And all the people are going to be in the right place. And more in the following podcast.